Part 2. You will hear a conversation between two colleagues, Fiona, a technician, and Tom, a senior accountant, about Parco Metals Inc., one of Fiona's clients. For questions 7 to 11, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
Tom, I've just had the summary of performance for Parco Metals, Inc.
They're new clients of yours, aren't they, Fiona? How are they doing?
Well, I think Parco needs to be careful. I've been looking at their performance over the last 2 years. I suppose the most serious thing is return on capital employed.
Hmm.
2 years ago, their results were satisfactory, but there was a significant decline in profitability last year to a level well below that for the sector as a whole. Fortunately, there's no sign of nervousness amongst the investors. Something to be grateful for.
But it must be down to more than one factor.
I'm still trying to work out the causes, but I've got a few indicators. For example, the debtor's collection period. To me, this measurement is an important element in the assessment of the management's control of its working capital. Parco's debtor day period increased from 60 days to 65 days, which indicates that tighter controls are required here, as the period is now above the sector average. If this trend continued upward, we'd need to be assured that the company isn't exposing itself to the possibility of bad debts. What do you think?
Yes, I agree. And what about creditor payment period?
The picture is more positive here. Oh. Parco's creditor payment period is typical of the sector as a whole. There was a reduction in creditor days from 75 2 years ago to 69 last year, with 70 days being the benchmark for the sector. Parco achieved it because it wisely used some of the excess cash generated from its operating activities to reduce its reliance on creditors.
Have you had a chance to look at operating costs as a percentage of sales?
Not in any detail yet, but I have discovered that there was a significant change in the relationship of operating costs to sales last year, up from 82% to 87%, which suggests that operating overheads and some other direct costs need tighter control. Parco's has been going for a long time, and it may be that the company has aging plant. And if that's the case, maintenance charges are probably on an upward trend. I'll have to look at all the relevant factors and do an analysis to assess the change in efficiency.
Sometimes the figures for finished goods stock are significant.
Right. I've been focusing on finished goods stock in days, also looking at total stocks, i.e. raw materials, work in progress, and finished goods. And this looks okay. The company isn't sacrificing liquidity by tying up excess working capital in the form of stocks. In fact, it was holding less than 1 month's supply last year, as opposed to the industry average of 38 days, and its inventory management shows better control than that for the sector as a whole.
Mm. Well, that's not too bad a picture.
Mm.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Tom, I've just had the summary of performance for Parco Metals, Inc.
They're new clients of yours, aren't they, Fiona? How are they doing?
Well, I think Parco needs to be careful. I've been looking at their performance over the last 2 years. I suppose the most serious thing is return on capital employed.
Hmm.
2 years ago, their results were satisfactory, but there was a significant decline in profitability last year to a level well below that for the sector as a whole. Fortunately, there's no sign of nervousness amongst the investors. Something to be grateful for.
But it must be down to more than one factor.
I'm still trying to work out the causes, but I've got a few indicators. For example, the debtor's collection period. To me, this measurement is an important element in the assessment of the management's control of its working capital. Parco's debtor day period increased from 60 days to 65 days, which indicates that tighter controls are required here, as the period is now above the sector average. If this trend continued upward, we'd need to be assured that the company isn't exposing itself to the possibility of bad debts. What do you think?
Yes, I agree. And what about creditor payment period?
The picture is more positive here. Oh. Parco's creditor payment period is typical of the sector as a whole. There was a reduction in creditor days from 75 2 years ago to 69 last year, with 70 days being the benchmark for the sector. Parco achieved it because it wisely used some of the excess cash generated from its operating activities to reduce its reliance on creditors.
Have you had a chance to look at operating costs as a percentage of sales?
Not in any detail yet, but I have discovered that there was a significant change in the relationship of operating costs to sales last year, up from 82% to 87%, which suggests that operating overheads and some other direct costs need tighter control. Parco's has been going for a long time, and it may be that the company has aging plant. And if that's the case, maintenance charges are probably on an upward trend. I'll have to look at all the relevant factors and do an analysis to assess the change in efficiency.
Sometimes the figures for finished goods stock are significant.
Right. I've been focusing on finished goods stock in days, also looking at total stocks, i.e. raw materials, work in progress, and finished goods. And this looks okay. The company isn't sacrificing liquidity by tying up excess working capital in the form of stocks. In fact, it was holding less than 1 month's supply last year, as opposed to the industry average of 38 days, and its inventory management shows better control than that for the sector as a whole.
Mm. Well, that's not too bad a picture.
That is the end of part 2.